Hi, everybody. We are doing, together with Ksenia, our first podcast. We have decided to have three episodes. In episode number one, I'm going to give a short introduction. Why it is a good idea to use podcast in teaching English? So number one is that it's fun and it's easy to make. Plus, it also makes an opportunity to the students to improve their communication skills and not to get bored. And as a teacher, if you give homework like this, then the assignment wouldn't seem to be homework. Probably the students will enjoy doing a podcast on their own much more than writing, I don't know how many page long essay or doing a multiple tests instead. And doing podcasts together can also improve their cooperation skills. So let's get started. In the next episode, I'll interview a student, Ksenia, to listen to her questions about using podcast in learning English. Hi, Ksenia.
Hello, Mrs. Teacher. So my first question is concerning the equipment. What is the equipment we are going to use in the class? The second, what is the length of the podcast you require? Third question is concerning the topic. So what topic, do you have a specific topic or do you want us to make up a topic? Number four, how is the privacy going to be made up in this situation of podcasting? The fifth one and the last one is about evaluation. So how are you going to assess us?
So Ksenia, thank you for your questions. Let me try to give you some answers. Let's talk about the content. We can all agree, I mean the whole group can agree on the content or the topic of the podcast. But one thing is for sure, that should be something that inspires you and that is interesting and something that also relates to your life. Regarding the length, it doesn't have to be too long. Plus the privacy, well, when you are done and we have all listened to that, you can publish it. But when it's published, it's published. But we can make sure that no one can be identified on the basis of their voice. So let's start to do it. Hi, everybody. We are doing, together with Ksenia, our first podcast. We have decided to have three episodes. In episode number one, I'm going to give a short introduction. Why it is a good idea to use podcast in teaching English? So number one is that it's fun and it's easy to make. Plus, it also makes an opportunity to the students to improve their communication skills and not to get bored. And as a teacher, if you give homework like this, then the assignment wouldn't seem to be homework. Probably the students will enjoy doing a podcast on their own much more than writing, I don't know how many page long essay or doing a multiple test instead. And doing podcasts together can also improve their cooperation skills. So let's get started. In the next episode, I'll interview a student, Ksenia, to listen to her questions about using podcasts in learning English. Hi, Ksenia.
Hello, Mrs. Teacher. So my first question is concerning the equipment. What is the equipment we are going to use in the class? The second, what is the length of the podcast you require? third question is concerning the topic. So what topic, do you have a specific topic or do you want us to make up a topic? Number four, how is the privacy going to be made up in this situation of podcasting? The fifth one and the last one is about evaluation. So how are you going to assess us?
So Ksenia, thank you for your questions. Let me try to give you some answers. Let's talk about the content. We can all agree, I mean the whole group can agree on the content or the topic of the podcast. But one thing is for sure, that should be something that inspires you and that is interesting and something that also relate to your life. Regarding the length, that can, it doesn't have to be too long. Plus the privacy, well, when you are done and we have all listened to that, you can publish it. But when it's published, it's published. But we can make sure that no one can be identified on the basis of their voice. So let's start to do it.